Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for June 6, 2011. The first item on our agenda is to review tonight's regular City Council meeting agenda. So we will start with, we're going to set up page 2, items 3A and through 4A. Items 4B through 4F. Councilmember Higgins?
On item 4, Charlie. I guess it's a generic purchasing question. Where's Terry? Is it Terry? No. Any purchase? Oh, we got Ed. That's even better. Ed, can you tell me, like, this purchase price with the applicable taxes was very close to another thing that was available in Arizona? You know, is there laws around that say you have to go with the cheaper price, even though if we bought it from the Arizona company, taxes go to Arizona? How does that work again?
Mesa currently does not have a preference for either Arizona or Mesa businesses. It is something that the council has asked us to look at, and we will be back probably after the break to have a conversation with the committee.
So there's no state regulation that says you have to go with the lowest bidder?
There is in the state procurement code, yes. For bids, we do go with the lowest responsive and responsible bidder. We follow that because it's generally accepted procurement policy, unless the governing body has adopted some type of preference. And to date, Mesa has not, but it is something we've been asked to look at.
Because when you look at these numbers, you know, I don't know where, I can't remember where, if I opened it, we would get too long to come back. But, I mean, the Arizona company was a couple thousand dollars more on a $100,000 contract. So overall, you know, we'd get their sales tax, those kind of things. So I just...
And that is part of the preference conversation that we're going to have with the council, yes.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Items 4G through 4J, 4K through 5B, 5C through 5K, 5L through 7C, 7D through 9, item 9, 9. Councilman Richens.
I know that item 9 is a notice of intention to adopt a budget plan, but there's still, I think, a few outstanding fiscal issues, specific details about the budget that I still think need a little bit more review and attention. And one of them specifically is the stability pay issue. And I'd like to have some kind of presentation about the amounts of stability pay and what that number is in concert with what it would cost us to put our 2% and our merit pay system back in place for all the employees. If we could have that discussion, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, Mr. Brady.
Thank you.
Now, just so we can review, the action we're taking tonight is to establish the maximum budget, the do not exceed number. The final budget will be enacted on the July 7th or the
27th.
The 27th of this month. Okay, so.
But Mayor, Council, what the council member is asking us to look into is budgeted.
Right.
It's anyway, so it's not going to affect the cap or this dollar amount here.
Right.
So, but
okay.
We can still bring that to the council. Have that discussion.
Well, I wasn't sure. It was a budget item. I just wanted to see how it affected that.
Yeah, okay. And I just wanted to give a context to this. So this is the do not exceed. That would fit in.
Underneath that cap.
That would have, it's going to fit in under the cap. And we still have, because of if there is any net effect, it would be a crossover effect anyway. These are limits that we're going to approve. Within the categories and everything, we can still work within those.
Okay. All right. So, thanks.
Yeah, Councilmember Fender.
Well, certain of that fact,
certain of what?
That we can work within this cap given.
Yeah, because he's asking that in lieu of stability pay, which was in the budget, we would, instead of paying it out of stability pay, pay it out as either 2% or the step pay. So I didn't hear that the dollar amount you're increasing your dollar amount. The dollar amounts remain the same.
Right. Councilman Finter.
And then the environmental fees, at some point we're going to have where that max is?
Yes, we have that presentation. We'll be bringing that to council. Again, council, we establishes a pretty conservative number in the preliminary, so I think there's capacity within there. Remember, the majority of what we've talked about in the environmental fee is not all of it. Most of it is already being funded by the city, but maybe in different funds, whether it's transportation or the
budgeted.
Parks Department. It's budgeted.
But what we're looking at is, once again, this is a do not exceed.
Right.
We're looking at lessening the blow, because in preparing the budget we have right now,
right,
we've taken resources and allocated them in the budget a certain way, and what we're saying is that is taken away from other activities we
right.
might do. We, before we get to a final, we want to maybe have a discussion as to whether that's the route we want to take. It's not going to exceed the amount
right.
we budgeted.
It's a great question, Councilmember. We're comfortable that the amount you'll set tonight will still give us the capacity to address those issues, but we want to probably get those addressed before the 27th. Right, and then we'll bring that to you. And again, that's a fee that the council could adopt
anytime
afterwards, but we want to be careful. We don't get too far of our adopted budget number. It does set the legal limits for us, or the preliminary budget, sorry.
Okay. Items 10A through 10C.
Mayor?
Councilmember Higgins.
Item 10A is this rezoning for a temporary use in the Phoenix Mesa Gateway area. I am still opposed to that type of temporary usage on a property, and that we're planning on. It's a storage lot, and this is right in our heart of our high wage, high industry development area, and I'm opposed to it. So I'd like it off the consent agenda, please.
I think it already is off the consent agenda.
Where does it
say
off. There?
Okay. No, it doesn't have the
right above nine. Yeah.
Oh.
Everything below nine and
you
below.
You guys are good. You need to make. Thank
okay.
you. Appreciate it.
No.
Put that on the record, please. We're good.
Yeah, you're good. I can't read.
10B.
Thank you.
Got a question on 10B. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hello. I didn't read this.
Yes, Mayor, we got a letter from the applicant requesting continuance.
Okay,
to the
so
June
10B
27th.
Is continued to June 27th. Any problems with that? Okay. And Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I'd like to have a continuance on item 10C to work out one more issue on the variance. If we could continue that to the July 7th meeting.
To July 7th. Okay. Any issues with that? Then 10C is continued to July 7th. Okay. All right. Item number two, acknowledge receipt of minutes of boards and committees. We have a motion from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried. Your reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I'd like to report Councilmember Higgins and I attended the meetings of our steering committees for the National League of Cities. NLC is taking an approach this year of trying to convene multiple steering committees in one location and having joint meetings on issues of interest to those committees. And so the past couple days we were there. Councilmember Higgins is on the Energy, Environment, and Natural Resources Committee, and I'm on the Information Technology and Communications Committee. And our committees focused on some very interesting and timely issues. In particular, my committee focused on cybersecurity issues, and as well as how they are affecting municipalities in terms of issues of liability and consequences for breaches into municipal data collection systems. And this is a growing area of concern that NLC is going to be continuing to have sessions on. We hope to have a joint session with Councilmember Summers' Public Safety Committee in a couple of months on that particular issue. We heard presentations on several things that Mesa is way down the path on, and where Mesa was lauded for its work in intelligent transportation systems. But we had a presentation on how their regional system is working in the Kansas City area with intelligent transportation. And I think Maricopa County and Mesa have been doing a good job there. Increasing attention is being paid to what's called a smart grid system using your utilities as also methods of data collection and data providing. That's an area of tremendous growth in research and development. We happen to be in a location where Google awarded a pilot project to the Kansas City regional area for expanding broadband to that area. And so we heard a presentation on how broadband is just as an important part of infrastructure as roads and water and wastewater is. And again, that's an area where actually Mesa was complimented in our meetings for its efforts in encouraging broadband layout and development to assist economic development. So it was nice to hear that praise. We also heard some presentations on how communities are using their social media, cloud computing, and local government applications for businesses and residents. And again, I think Mesa has taken some very important steps this year on that. We had some presentations on legislative issues. The one issue that's very important for us is the Federal Communications Commission has a notice of inquiry that is talking about how to accelerate broadband deployment, and National League of Cities has been at the table on this issue, but they're asking for comments on how to improve access to broadband deployment, or how do local regulations affect it in a negative way. We're viewed as being one of the positive examples of encouraging broadband development, and National League of Cities is asking individual communities to consider offering comments to the FCC, either on all the questions they may have or on particular areas of questions regarding this notice of inquiry. They are reconstituting their local government advisory board, so which has been dormant for 2 years. So NLC will have some seats at the table in terms of this issue. But it was the NLC's board of directors and staff has directed a policy to try to encourage more joint meetings among steering committees because in terms of policy and advocacy, there are a lot of issues where the subject matter doesn't stay strictly within the area of a committee's jurisdiction, and that there can be advantages to increasing that communication among the steering committees and among the member cities. And so they're planning another meeting in early fall that they're hoping to get all of the steering committees together. We may get five, six, or seven of the committee meetings together, but I think it was a positive committee meeting. Councilmember Higgins had many meetings for her committee, also for her Women in Municipal Government organization. So it was a positive session for many of us who are part of NLC.
Great, thank you. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Over the last few weeks, I have been out of town. I apologize for that. Well, one, I think I had a physical, so I missed a Thursday study session, by the way. I did well. Yay. Still here. Then the following week, I was shipped off to Waco, Texas for the second time in my life. I don't know who I upset, but I apologize. It was for a public safety steering committee meeting for the National League of Cities. One of the issues that we were discussing was cybersecurity. And given that Mesa is doing a lot of work right now with its computer systems, listening to some of the experts on hacking and cybersecurity, it's absolutely amazing the damage that a hacker can do to a local government. One small school district lost nearly $3 million to a Russian hacker before they found it. They were able to recover $2.5 million of it because the FBI was on it so quickly. But certainly this is becoming an issue of not only national security, but a local concern as well. A little bit closer to home, I've had several meetings. Valley Metro RPTA decided that I should be on a subcommittee to discuss combining the RPTA and Metro Board Director. Currently, we have two very separate entities, and there had been discussion regionally. I know, Mayor, that you have talked about a regional transportation plan and trying to zip these two together and create a regional plan that includes both bus and rail. The first natural step is to combine the head of that organization, the CEO. The CEO of Valley Metro will be retiring at the end of the year, so we're meeting to discuss maybe the Metro Board CEO would be a good fit for the bus. So I hope to have a report back very soon on whether he would work. Last year, Councilmember Kavanaugh and I noticed when we had the Arizona Town Hall, which is a nonprofit that discusses issues relevant to Arizona, everything from the budget to governance to economic development, all of our Mesa representatives on the Arizona Town Hall Board of Directors were leaving, so Mesa didn't have a representative. So I think he and I both sent an email to their director saying, yeah, we have to. Mesa's a big city. It's almost 500,000 people. We need to have somebody on the Board of Directors from the city of Mesa. Somehow I'm regretting sending that letter because they nominated me to be on that board of directors. So on Friday, they officially approved it, but don't worry, I'll make them pay for that one. What else did we do? I think that'll be it for now, Mayor. Thanks.
Okay, Councilmember Higgins.
A point of personal privilege, Mayor. I wanted to congratulate and brag slightly about my youngest son, Sean, who graduated from Valley Christian High School a week ago Friday and was also awarded, this is very fun, Outstanding Senior Boy of 2010-2011, which is voted on by all the staff and the teachers of the school. So it was very cool. Mommy welling with pride. And now we're never going to be empty nesters because my children tell me they're never leaving. So they're off to college. So we'll have three out of four Higgins family members at Arizona State in the fall, which, of course, is me too. So it's very fun.
Good.
Very fun.
Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I wanted to thank you. I wanted to bring up one more thing that we dealt with at the Public Safety Committee, and I know our InterGov has been dealing with this as well. The Urban Area Security Initiative is a federal grant program that the Phoenix metro area has been a part of since 9/11. As we know that there have been terrorist activities locally, a number of terrorists like the Oklahoma City bomber came through the Phoenix area. We receive quite a bit of funding in the Phoenix region. We have a international response team here, the FEMA Urban Search and Rescue Team, which I am a part of. I know the police department has a fusion center that they work very hard at catching some really bad actors, not only on a terrorist site, but locally as well. So this money is very important to this region, but to the nation as a whole. Unfortunately, we were slated to have all of our money swept for UASI grants up until just recently. We did some work with our congressional representatives. I'm very pleased to report that Congressman Schweikert and Congressman Pastor voted to support Phoenix to continue on as a UASI city. So we have some success on that front here.
Good, thank you. Councilmember Finter.
Just quickly, this afternoon there was a ceremony held to recognize many of the Mesa police officers that were involved in a recent incident. They saved a woman's life. It was a hostage situation, and the SWAT team and patrol officers went in, were able to rescue her. And these fine officers, many of which we see on a regular basis, their friendly faces, received a Medal of Honor, and well-deserved and just absolute heroes in the community. So just wanted to thank them for their service.
Great, thank you, and I appreciate you being up there. I tried to get back in time for that but couldn't because this afternoon Mr. Brady and I were at a, what would you call that? A briefing.
Yeah, it was a briefing.
With General Gary North, who is the commander of the Pacific. He's got a big area.
He's got the whole Pacific.
All I know is he had four stars on his shoulder.
He was a four-star general.
He had a four-star on his shoulder, and soon to be. So he was an important guy, and also General Harris, who's the commander out at Luke, who had I think three stars on his shoulder, two or three, one of the two. One, I quit.
He was
counting.
Less than the guy with four.
Okay, but very important, and they were out at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport to get an update on. The Williams-Brack, the base is it, relocation, base closure,
reuse.
Realignment, reuse and closing, closure, whatever it's called. Trying to get away from acronyms, and I have no clue what the what it means. It's the basically thing that closed down Williams. Whatever it is.
Correct.
But as we're coming to the close of the process with the Air Force Research Lab being the last item at the old Williams Air Force Base, now the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport, ASU Polytechnic site. He was there for a briefing on what's going on there, and we had Dr. Mitzi Montoya, who's the Dean of the College of Technology Innovation from ASU, Karen Taylor from DMB, and a retired General John Regney, who's with Science Foundation Arizona, giving presentations on the aerospace industry and the defense industry in the state. And I was fortunate enough to give a presentation on the Air Force Research Lab and our plans for the Gateway area and the update, an update as to what's been going on in the aerospace industry in that area. So pretty good to have the Air Force on board and supportive of our efforts out there. We need them so we can move forward to a final resolution of the turnover of the Air Force Research Lab with the security level in place, and they've been working diligently with us to make that happen. So we did that this afternoon. So anything else? Okay. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to remind the council, this Thursday we have a study session followed by a Government Affairs Committee meeting. Is that still on? I think so. Is it still on? Yes. Okay. You got rescheduled, I think, from the previous one. Okay. And then this Friday, June 10th, Councilmember Kavanaugh is having a coffee with a council member at the Hilton at 7:30 in the morning. That will be some good food. If you're going to the Hilton, they'll treat you right. So that would be, if you're choosing to go to one of these, this is the one.
Is there food or is there just coffee?
Well,
there's
you can't go to the Hilton without, I mean, they're going to treat you right.
Why are we calling it coffee with the councilman? That's what it's called. Should be called coffee and food.
Coffee, well, that's usually just, I just suspect, knowing the Hilton, it could be.
I'll give you a break this time.
It'll be off the charts, I suspect. Okay. This would be a great place to go. And then council, very exciting. Next Monday, a week from today, June 13th, we'll have the groundbreaking for Fire Station 219.
Hallelujah.
It'll be at 10 a.m. at the corner of Signal Butte and Elliott. And as we're breaking ground, we can anticipate the breaking ground for First Solar, which we expect to happen a few weeks later. By the end of the month, we're hoping.
Is it going to be on the down low, or are they going to do something big?
We're working with them, trying to get a date. So, anyway, exciting times.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, we have a motion to adjourn, council member from the vice mayor, second, council member Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.